This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Attorneys general across the country are claiming that a 2016 law is preventing the Drug Enforcement Agency from stopping the overprescribing of opioid painkillers. This week, New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldera signed on to a letter with 44 other AGs calling on Congress to repeal the Ensuring Patient Access and Effective Drug Enforcement Act. Attorney General Balderas told Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams the law has handcuffed law enforcement from addressing the epidemic.
Because these are controlled substances, they're already regulated. And so what the DEA used to have as far as the power is when they would determine that an area was being flooded by dangerous painkillers, they could at least suspend the flow of these painkillers while they conduct an investigation. And the industry, of course, pushed back and they lobbied Congress and they stripped away certain police powers that were intended to protect the public health and safety and welfare of Americans, and this is appalling.
Do we have any idea about what the consequence of that action in Congress was here in New Mexico?
Well, I believe it stripped away a vital tool that could have saved many lives. We are losing one New Mexican a day due to the opiate epidemic and the addiction crisis in New Mexico. We currently have counties right now where 80 to 90% of my entire population in that county has an opiate prescription. And so I'm of the mindset that that is a dangerous level of substances to be floating around in a respective county. So the DEA at that point could have the power to at least suspend the flow while they conduct a reasonable investigation.
Well, if Congress were to repeal this law somewhere down the line, do you think the DEA would indeed step in New Mexico and stop the flow of prescription opioids?
I believe it would. We have very high levels of opiate prescriptions, and we are doing everything we can under law as it is. But truth be told, we need law enforcement on the front line to be able to also limit the flow of drugs when they are legally flowing in and basically overrunning our community.
How would you describe your larger strategy for addressing the opioid crisis as Attorney General?
Well, the first is that we are trying to save as many lives as we can. So we are conducting trainings throughout the communities in New Mexico. We're trying to leverage resources where we bring in all kinds of stakeholders, teachers, parents, law enforcement agencies, because we have to train about the dangers and the risks of prescription drugs. But secondly, I'm also bringing aggressive litigation to try to set aside resources so that we can build treatment beds, so we can have adequate law enforcement to protect our communities, and more importantly, education dollars to do all we can. These drugs were misrepresented as to the dangers in New Mexico. And I believe that the companies have to do the right thing and invest in saving lives in New Mexico.
President Trump recently declared a public health emergency over the opioid epidemic. Did that free up any tools for law enforcement to address this issue?
I'm glad the president declared a public health emergency to bring awareness. I'm very disappointed in the president that it didn't free up any new resources, didn't provide any new tools. We need resources on the ground immediately, and it needs a collective effort to engage and to respond to the type of crisis situation we're all facing. And so for him to declare a health emergency without deploying the day-to-day resources was quite a disappointment.
Well, Attorney General Hector Balderas, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas speaking with reporter Ed Williams. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find more at publichealthnm.org.